It's Saturday, April 25th, and welcome to Higher IQ. Picture a world map. The one in your head right now is almost certainly the Mercator projection, the rectangular map that hung on your classroom wall, that appears on Google Maps, and that has shaped how billions of people visualize the planet. On that map, Greenland looks roughly the same size as Africa. In reality, Africa is 14 times larger. Greenland's actual area is comparable to just the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Alaska appears to be the same size as Australia. Australia is 4.5 times bigger. Europe looks larger than South America. South America is nearly twice the size. The map you grew up with is lying to you about the size of almost every country on Earth. And the reason it became the default has nothing to do with accuracy and everything to do with 16th century naval warfare. The Earth is a sphere. A map is flat. You cannot perfectly represent a three-dimensional surface on a two-dimensional page. This is a mathematical certainty, proven formally by Carl Friedrich Gauss in the early 1800s, though cartographers had understood it intuitively for centuries. Every flat map must distort something, either the shapes of landmasses, their relative sizes, the distances between them, or the directions from one place to another. The question isn't whether a map lies, it's which lie you choose. In 1569, a Flemish cartographer named Gerardus Mercator chose his lie carefully. Mercator was making maps for sailors, and sailors had a specific problem. When you're navigating the open ocean with a compass, you need to follow a constant compass bearing, a straight line on your chart that corresponds to a constant direction on the surface of the Earth. These lines are called rum lines. On a globe, they curve. On most flat maps, they also curve. This makes plotting a course across the Atlantic a nightmare of constant recalculation. Mercator's projection solved this by making rum lines appear as straight lines on the map. A navigator could draw a line from Lisbon to the Caribbean, read the angle with a protractor, set that bearing on the compass, and sail. The math required to achieve this was ingenious. Mercator stretched the map vertically as you move away from the equator, keeping the angles between latitude and longitude lines constant at 90 degrees everywhere. This preserved direction perfectly. The cost was that landmasses near the poles got progressively inflated. At the equator, the map is reasonably accurate. By the time you reach Greenland or Antarctica, everything is grotesquely enlarged. Mercator titled his map, A New and Augmented Description of Earth Corrected for the Use of Sailors. He knew exactly what it was for, and exactly what it distorted. The problem is that over the next four centuries, a map designed for one specific purpose, oceanic navigation, became the default way the world was displayed for every purpose. Classroom walls, textbook covers, television graphics, and eventually Google Maps all adopted Mercator, or close variants. A tool built for 16th century sailors became the lens through which billions of schoolchildren learned what the world looked like. The distortion isn't random. Because Mercator inflates landmasses near the poles and the major European colonial powers sit in the northern latitudes, the projection makes Europe, Russia, Canada, and the United States appear much larger than they are relative to equatorial regions. Africa, South America, India, and Southeast Asia, regions that were colonized, exploited, and often dismissed as peripheral, appear smaller than they are. Whether Mercator intended this or not is beside the point. The effect is the same. Generations of people grew up with a visual model of the world in which the colonizers looked big and the colonized looked small. The numbers are striking once you see them. Africa is larger than the United States, China, India, Japan, and most of Western Europe combined. It's the second largest continent on the planet, containing 54 countries and 1.4 billion people. On a Mercator map, it looks like a moderately sized landmass comparable to North America. South America is almost twice the size of Europe. On Mercator, they look roughly equal. Russia, which appears to span nearly half the globe on a Mercator map, is actually smaller than Africa. In 1973, a German historian named Arno Peters presented what he called a new map projection that corrected Mercator's size distortions. The Peters projection preserves relative area. Every country appears at its true proportional size. Africa dominates the map. Europe shrinks. The visual effect is jarring if you've spent a lifetime looking at Mercator. Peters framed his map as a matter of justice, arguing that showing developing nations at their true size was an ethical imperative. Professional cartographers were less enthusiastic. They pointed out that Peters' projection wasn't actually new. It was a rediscovery of a projection first described by Scottish clergyman James Gall in 1855, and that it introduced severe shape distortions, stretching countries near the equator and poles into unrecognizable forms. Africa was finally the right size, but shaped like taffy. The cartographic community argued, correctly, that better equal area projections already existed. But Peters's political framing caught fire. In 2017, the Boston public school system became one of the first major American school districts to switch from Mercator to the Gall-Peters projection for classroom maps. The decision made international headlines. An episode of The West Wing had dramatized the same argument years earlier, with a fictional cartography lobby confronting White House staff about the distortions they'd internalized without knowing it. The scene went viral multiple times because it articulated something people felt but hadn't been able to name. The map on the wall shaped how they thought about the world, and nobody had told them it was wrong. The honest conclusion isn't that Mercator is bad and Peters is good. It's that every map projection is a trade-off, and the real problem is that most people have only ever seen one. Mercator preserves direction. Peters preserves area. The Robinson projection, adopted by the National Geographic Society in 1988, compromises on everything, distorting shapes, sizes, and distances a little bit, in exchange for distorting nothing catastrophically. The Winkle Triple, which National Geographic switched to in 1998, does the same thing slightly better. The Equal Earth projection, published in 2018, was specifically designed to show country sizes accurately while maintaining an aesthetically pleasing shape. None of them are correct because no flat map can be correct. They're all choices about what to sacrifice. Google Maps used Mercator for years because, like 16th century sailors, digital maps need constant compass bearings for navigation. When you're zoomed in on street-level directions, the distortion is negligible. When you zoom out to see the whole world, the distortion becomes the dominant feature. In 2018, Google Maps began showing a globe view when fully zoomed out on desktop, finally sidestepping the projection problem entirely by not flattening the sphere at all. The deeper lesson is about how default choices shape perception. Nobody chose Mercator for classrooms because they wanted to minimize Africa. It became the default because it was rectangular, which is convenient for printing, because it was already widely available from centuries of nautical chart production, and because inertia is the most powerful force in institutional decision-making. The map wasn't selected for its ideology, but it had an ideology anyway, embedded in its geometry, invisible to everyone who looked at it without knowing what they were looking at. So if this comes up in conversation, here's how to think about it. Every flat map distorts the Earth, because you can't perfectly represent a sphere on a flat surface. The Mercator projection, designed in 1569 for ocean navigation, became the default classroom and digital map for centuries, despite inflating landmasses near the poles and shrinking those near the equator. Africa is 14 times larger than Greenland, but they look the same size on Mercator. South America is nearly twice the size of Europe. The map you grew up with wasn't designed to mislead you. It was designed to help sailors plot compass courses. It just became the way the world looked to everyone else because nobody questioned the default. The next time you look at a map, remember, what it shows you is a choice, and what it hides from you is also a choice. And the most dangerous maps are the ones you've looked at so many times you've stopped noticing what they've changed. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.